Morning. Oh, my goodness. It's a pleasure and a blessing to be here this morning. Amen? Amen. I tell you what, why don't you look at somebody? Just look at them. Look at them. Don't be afraid. Look at them and smile. Amen. See, that doesn't hurt, does it? Amen. Praise the Lord for His goodness. He is so good to us. Amen. It's hot, but He still loves us. The world's gone crazy, but He still loves us. And we thank the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Amen. Let us, for our scripture this morning, let us go to Psalms 34. Psalms 34. And we'll be starting at verse 1 and we'll read to verse 16. Listen for God's word. Boy. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His holy people, for those who fear Him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, you keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good, and seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their names from the earth. This is a word of the Lord for the people of God. Amen. Let us pray. We give thanks to You this morning, O gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank You for the opportunity to gather together to worship. We thank You, Lord, for family and friends. We thank You for our income. We thank You, Lord, that we're able to get up and move around with a reasonable portion of our health and strength this morning. And Lord, we look to You. We look to You, Lord, for everything, for all our health and strength, for all the things that we need. We want You to help us, Lord, and we want to trust in You. Teach us today, O Lord, to trust. Teach us today, O Lord, to be ever mindful that it's all about You and not about us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Lord, I want to be a Christian. Lord, I want to be a Christian. In my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian. In my heart. Lord, I want
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I wanted to start with on Tuesday, July 12th, at 10 a.m., the women's Bible study will be in Building B. And then at 11, the reunion group will meet in Building B. Then on Wednesday at 7 p.m., the Oasis will have their service in the lobby. Is that true, Peggy? Peggy, is that the case? Yes, okay. All right, thank you. Okay. And then on Saturday on at 9 a.m., both the women's and the men's group will be meeting at Sophia's. And then come 5:30 p.m., there will be the ice cream social / talent show / karaoke in Building B. And then I just wanted to say that our Christianity 101 adult Bible class is being taught by Homer, and I'm inviting all the adults to come to that. They're very interesting, very informative, and Homer's doing a great job. Thank you, Homer. Okay, and now on to the birthdays. Today, Martha Rayburn and David Whipple have a birthday. All right, happy birthday. And then on the 11th, Mr. Tom Kincaid. And then Tessie on the 13th. All right. No. Gotta make sure on that one. On all of them. And then Suave Davila is on the 14th. And so now let's sing happy birthday to these fine folks. Y'all will probably appreciate me singing today and not on our karaoke night, because I'm going to clear the house. So on the count of three, we'll sing happy birthday. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you, and many more. And then we have an anniversary also, and that is Michelle and Eric Peck on the 16th. Here's something a little different. Y'all remember that cartoon, The Flintstones? No? There was one time, I guess, Wilma and Fred's anniversary came up, whatever, and then they sang a little anniversary song. And the only part I know about it is, we're not going to try to sing the whole thing here, the only part that I do remember is, it goes, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, and then it goes into a long old, I don't know the rest of those words, so let's try this one time, on the count of three. One, two, three. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Thank you.
We do have an announcement. In the hallway outside of the nursery, you'll see a bunch of cardboard boxes stacked up. That's a donation we received during the week, and it can, some lady has been moved into a nursing facility, whatever, but those are women's protective briefs and padding. So if you have a need for that, or you know someone that can use those things, which are pretty expensive, just take them.
Good morning. Father, it is my desire to do nothing out of selfish motives or ungodly incentives, but rather I pray that I may, in humility of heart, value others above myself, to your praise and glory. Help me to value the needs and concerns of another more than my own, and keep me humble in heart and low at the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And now we come to the time where we return but a small portion of the body that God has given to us. Please bow for prayer. Father, Creator and Sustainer, we come at this time in your presence, realizing that you are the source, you are the giver, and we ask, Lord, that as we return but a small portion of the bounty that you've given to each of us, that you use our tithes and our offerings to your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Seems like I'm running a couple seconds behind. I missed the announcement time. Harriet was on time, but I was not. But what I have to announce today is that we are just two Saturdays away from vacation. Yeah, please have a seat. We are just two Saturdays away from Vacation Bible School, an exciting, fun-filled day of finding artifacts for our artifact box here. Artifacts that pair with four promises of God fulfilled in His Book of Truth. Kids will also go home with a backpack. Where is that? A backpack of their own artifact souvenirs and activity book from the day. Also, games, scavenger hunts, morning and afternoon crafts, upbeat music, and lunch. Our theme verse is Jeremiah 29:13. Seek the Lord and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So, all this will create long-lasting memories for all the individuals involved. Anybody besides me excited about this event?
Yes.
All right. We still have time, obviously, to get registrations in. And the registration forms are in the back by where the bulletins, where you found the bulletins on the table. So feel free to take those. We need your help to invite family members, neighbor kids, co-workers, children who are grade school age. And right now, we have a possibility of, within our church family, children, grandchildren, to have 13 kids attend to register, plus four after grade school helpers. Well, right now, we only have six registered and two helpers. So there's room for more. So if you would help spread the word, that would be great. Thank you all.
Good morning. Today's scripture is from Matthew 27, verses 11 through 22. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now, it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus, Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he knew it was out of self-interest that they had handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message, "Don't have anything to do with the innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus who is called the Messiah?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Good morning, church. O holy and righteous Father, thank you. I praise you for your love in sending your Son to suffer and die so that I could be delivered from my sins. I praise you for the faith Jesus demonstrated as he started suffering and death in the face. I praise you for the great supper that lies ahead when I get to share in the victory of Jesus' return. Thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us now prepare our hearts for the message that the Holy Spirit has for each of us today. Please pray. Heavenly Father, we ask as we come together that you open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit so that we may truly hear the word that you would have for each of us. We ask, Lord, that you take the message that your Holy Spirit has provided for Pastor Ted. Strengthen him. Give him courage to speak. Let his words be your words. And let us hear and heed your word today. Let us take your word from this place and help those that know not of you to find salvation. In Christ's name, amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Amen. So good to see everybody. It's good to be here. And we thank God for his goodness and mercy this morning. And this is the day, I got my Bible upside down, so that'd be interesting to see how I was going to do that, all right? This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Amen. Tom and I were talking this morning about how bad things are and just how the world is going and how Christian freedom is going down the road. And I told him, I said, you know what? We as Christians, we shouldn't be worried about all that, because the reason why is because the Lord, he spoke about that. He said things were going to get bad. He said people were going to turn away from him. So I want to encourage you to stay with the Lord. Don't worry about which way the world is going. You be concerned about following Jesus. Amen? Amen. Amen. Our scripture this morning is Matthew 27. And I want to just kind of help you visualize what's going on here. You have the Son of God, the Messiah, who is before Pilate, the governor of Judea, the Roman person in charge. And what is happening here is Pilate is going to be faced with a decision. And that decision is, what in the world am I going to do with this man who I can't find anything wrong with? He hasn't done anything. Why is he here before us? As we go on, he says, he asks him the question, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus says, yes, I am. But he noticed that all those multitude out there, they were angry at Jesus. And then he asked him, he says, the chief priests and the elders have accused you of doing wrong. But Jesus did not answer him. And then he asked him, he said, don't you know that they're bringing testimony against you? Jesus made no reply at all. Now, this kind of blew the governor's mind a little bit. So he began to wonder, what is going on here? What am I going to do with this man? He didn't do anything wrong. And if you recall, if you read the scriptures before, you notice that Jesus had come into the city. He'd come into the city and he came in to as a king, and they all yelled, shouted. You remember what they shouted? Hosanna, Hosanna. Here comes the king. This same crowd is now yelling, crucify him, crucify him. Pilate here is faced with a decision. But this is not a decision that we can just stick Pilate with. We are also faced with that same decision even today. What will we do with Jesus? What will you do with him? You see, life is full of decisions, and one of the most important decisions you'll ever have to make in your life is what you're going to do with the risen Christ. What are you going to do with Jesus? Are you going to invite him in your life? Are you going to do like Pilate? Are you going to say, okay, well, the crowd did, I got it, you know, I don't want to make anybody mad, so, I got to stick with the crowd instead of sticking with Jesus. He had a chance to do the right thing, but he didn't do the right thing. He did what the crowd wanted him to do. Now, there's a great lesson in this for us. When you choose to go with the Lord, you can't choose the crowd. Amen? If you choose to walk with Jesus, you're going to have to leave the crowd behind. Because you know why? Because you can't serve two masters at the same time. It is impossible to do. Believe me, I tried it. Doesn't work. All it does is give you a big old headache, okay, and confusion. So you have a choice. What will you do with Jesus? You know. So Pilate has some more chances here. He tries to get out of it. He says, okay, well, we've got a festival. This is a festival coming up, and I get to release a prisoner. So he was hoping to get out of this. So he says, who do you want me to release? Jesus, Barabbas, or do you want me to release the one called Jesus, the Messiah? Now, he could have got out of this, but the crowd says, crucify him, crucify him, away with him.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me back there? You could have made decisions in your life if you haven't already made of who you're going to choose. Are you going to choose to go to Jesus? Or are you going to choose to go to the Word? You're going to have to make a decision of whether or not you're going to study God's Word, you're going to pray, you're going to follow this be, how do you say it, undercover Christian. You know what an undercover Christian is? That's the one who says they're Christian, but praying children. You know why they're afraid to show it? Because I believe they love the world more than they love Christ. The scripture will tell us that in order to follow Jesus, you're going to have to give up sin. I believe the scripture says you're going to have to take up your cross and follow me. What would you do? What are you going to do if you're faced with right thing? Every day, I'd be willing to bet if you're faced with that decision. Am I going to do the right thing or the wrong thing? I just want to give you an example of a man in the Bible who loved the Lord very much. But when it was time to make a decision, he got afraid. He prayed. When he got around other unbelievers, he got scared. And he fucked up with them. That's what gives Peter. Now, Peter was one of Christ's most trusted and outspoken disciples. Something was going wrong with Peter, and all of them say, Lord, here I am, right here, I'll do it. You know, trust me, Lord, I got the best. Now, many times we say that to a friend or to a brother or somebody. You know, I got it, don't worry about it. But Peter, he was just like us. Inside, he was afraid. And he feared for his life, but the crowd took Jesus in, the soldiers took him, and he denied Christ 3 times. But the good part about that is that he was restored. He denied Christ, but he was restored. God took him back. Pilate, on the other hand, Pilate disrespected the Lord. He did not choose Jesus. He chose Barabbas. Pilate is going to have to answer for that at the judgment of Christ. We will have to answer for that at the judgment of Christ. The decision that you will determine whether or not you spend eternity in heaven or in hell. So I want you to make sure this morning that when you're confronted with the opportunity to do something for the Lord or to do the right thing, to choose Jesus. Because if you don't, then there are consequences. There are terrible consequences that you risk being separated from the Lord. And as a Christian, if you do the wrong thing, and I'm going to tell you right now, the Lord will take you straight to the woodshed for that. So you'll get fixed up with that. But don't get mad at the Lord's punishment. Don't do that. And say, thank you, Lord, for showing me the right way, for keeping me on the right path. What would you do with Jesus today? When you leave this place, what will you do with him? When it's come time to be a friend to a neighbor, when it comes time to help someone in your family, when it comes time to go visit someone or call someone, what would you do? Would you say, well, I don't have time today, but maybe I'll do it tomorrow?
Well, I got to tell you something, folks. Tomorrow may never, never come. There's a lot of folks in the graveyard who are probably looking for tomorrow. I would encourage you today to do it today, not tomorrow. When it comes time to reading your scripture, your Bible, don't put it off. Do it. Do it. Read it. Get close to the Lord. See what He's talking about. See how He loves you. You know, sometimes we stay so far away from the Lord, I think sometimes we're afraid that He's going to touch us and we're going to actually, something good is going to happen. Well, you're right. Something good is going to happen. But don't be afraid. Let the Lord lead you. You see, Jesus came to this earth for one reason, and that is to save sinners. To save us. To save us. So when the opportunity comes for you to do something for Him, don't turn away. Don't shy back and say, well, I can't do it. When there's things to do at the church, say, yes, I'll help. I'll do it. I want to see God's program go forward. You know, I don't want to stand in the background and just look and watch. I want to be a part of it. Amen? Jesus wants you to be a part of it. We all want you to be a part of God's kingdom. What would you do with Jesus this morning? When you leave here, would you put Him on the shelf? Would you put your Bible, throw your Bible on the shelf and never see it again till next Sunday? What would you do with Jesus when it comes time to help someone or offering or to give money? Will you do that or will you say, no, I don't want to get involved? Oh, this morning, Christian, I tell you this morning, what would you do with Jesus? I would trust that you would accept Him, believe in Him, walk with Him, pray with Him, and let Him be your God. Let Him be your master. And I guarantee you this. You may not walk with a bed of roses, but I guarantee you will have someone to help you to walk through those dark and awful times that we're going to have to go through. So this morning, I want you to keep in mind that Pilate did the wrong thing. But you have a chance today to do the right thing. And as I close this morning, remember this question. What am I going to do with Jesus Christ? Lord, we thank You this morning. Help us, Lord. Help us to be ever mindful, Lord, that You love us and that You care for us. Help us to be ever mindful that, Lord, that You're calling us to do something. And when You call, Lord, help us to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'll do it. Help us not to be afraid and help us not to be timid, but to be courageous and be like roaring lions as we go about living the life You want us to live. Thank You, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you please stand, please, for the invitation? The invitation goes out. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come. Anyone that perhaps has questions in their mind about what Jesus may be telling them to do. Or maybe you have a question in your mind that, am I going to be able to respond to what will I do with Jesus? The invitation is out for anyone that wishes prayer or even salvation. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come.
Our hymn of invitation this morning is Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, you who are waiting, come home. Tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not His mercies, mercies for you? Come home. lives are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, death beds are coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home, you who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come.
That song was playing many, 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 many years ago in Abilene, Texas, when I was just a lad, maybe about 9 or 10 years. The choir played that song, and it was a tent revival, and there was straw all over the floor. That's what we had, a straw floor. And I sat there on that floor. The kids had to sit on the floor there, and something got to eating at my heart so bad. I didn't know what to do. And that was Jesus asking me, Ted, what are you going to do with me? What are you going to do with me? I'm here right now. And that night, I didn't know what I was doing, but I went forward and I gave my heart to the Lord. And I didn't do everything straight since then. I traveled a lot of different roads, but what I want to tell you is that God saved me that night. He gave me the opportunity to do something good with Jesus. And today, he's given you the opportunity to do something good with Jesus. So today, why don't you accept him and believe him and trust him and walk with him? Amen?
Amen?
Amen. God bless you.
For anyone that didn't get an email or is aware, got a prayer request that Roy Wood had a stroke, and his wife has also been diagnosed with breast cancer, and she's going to have surgery July 19th. So keep Roy and his wife Esther in your thoughts and prayers, and keep praying for them for full recovery. God, hear our prayers. Homer is asking for prayers. Homer is asking for prayers of comfort and healing for Alisa Soto, Raul Zorita, and Patricia Acevedo. Lord, hear our prayers. Continue to keep all of our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers, Esther Goins, Esther Berryman, Jim and Linda McMillan, Esther Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, and anyone else that you know personally, keeping your thoughts and prayers, and let us know if you want to put them on your on our church prayer request. Continue prayers of healing for our country. Prayers for all of those people in Ukraine, Russia, and around the world. God, hear our prayers. Prayers for friends, Ted's brother-in-law, Willie Jones, Gwen Clem's sister, Jamie, Sandy Bundick's nephew, Matt, her grandson, Patrick, and friend Nakita Thomas. Dixie Souter has prayers for her sister Leona, Virginia Melanoff's granddaughter Reagan, and Don Davenport. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of healing for Bonnie, healing for Virginia. She's well on her way to recovery, so thanks be to God. Prayers for Janice Walker and James Murphy, Barbara Whitney, Lance Shaw, as he's still healing on his legs, and for Sherry Francis and Shelmuth Shett and all of their families, your nephew and Michael and Selma's husband David. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of healing for Kathy Bedell and husband Denny and for Jan Morrison. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of healing and recovery for Martha's daughter-in-law, Ann. And Cheryl is asking prayers of healing for her cousin, Carolyn Botkin. Lord, hear our prayers. And for Joni, she's got, where is she? There she is. I knew I'd seen you, Joni. I know I've hugged you twice and said, and still, where are you at? But for Joni, she's got good results for medical testing. So hallelujah. Thanks be to God. I believe, is it Ted or Tom going to lead us in closing prayers?
I got to say this about John. He's a good man, amen? But yesterday at breakfast, Frank and I were, with me, him and Frank were sitting there, and he asked us, he goes, now, you guys tell me the truth now. Do I talk too much? And we both looked at each other and goes, John, you need to just tone it down just a little bit. No, we thank God for him. Amen? Amen.
There's
God bless you, John.
There's quite a few of us that are long-winded.
Amen.
And in all that, I want to say, I was doing something else for Pastor Friday, but Frank and Pastor were up here cleaning up, picking up trash on the ground. And next Saturday, us three and anyone else that will show up, but we're going to be here at 8 next Saturday morning to do some more policing and cleaning up. So, yes, we're going to go, Tom, we're doing it instead of going to breakfast and then coming up here when it's already hot and we got belly fulls, we're going to do it prior.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
But 8 o'clock next Saturday.
God bless you, John. You're all right, man. You're all right. God bless you. I want to say this real quick before I pray. I've been here about 4 years, and I've watched this young man, and he's just growing and growing in the Lord, and I just thank God for him. But the Lord laid something on my heart to say thank you and to just recognize him for all he does at this church. Toby, would you stand up, please, sir? Stand up. He's at Sunday school every Sunday, usually the first one there. He's always here with the acolyte, unless he's sick or something. And him and his dad are very faithful, and I just thank the Lord for him. And he always pays, every Sunday he pays his money, every Sunday. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Bob. God bless you. You got, amen. And God bless you too, Toby. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for this day. Lord, we know that you hear us because you love us. And we know that we are your people because you chose us, Lord. You chose us. You saved us. And we thank you for it, Lord. But, Lord, there are some out here that are hurting this morning. Some that are not here that are hurting. Some that are going into the hospital for surgery here soon, Lord. Some that are at home, even sick right now, Lord. And we ask right now, Lord, that you would help them, that you would heal them, that you would comfort them and be with them. Those that are facing surgeries, Lord, we pray that you would be with them, that you would comfort them, that, Lord, that you would give them peace that only you can. And be with the doctors and the nurses that are caring for them. Help those, Lord, that are in nursing homes right now, Lord. may not know where they are, may not know what to do or what's going on. But Lord, we ask that you would help them. And Lord, send us. Send us. Help us to be a help where we can help. But Lord, we know that nothing is impossible for you. Bless this congregation, Lord, as only you can. Thank you for bringing us thus far. And we ask, Lord, that you would take us the rest of the way. And we look to hear those blessed words one day, Lord. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now come on in and enter into your rest. And I'll make you ruler over many things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And we ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Take Jesus with you. Take God with you and spread the word to the world. You have been filled with the Holy Spirit. Use that spirit and that energy to help others. Go now in peace. Amen.
You stand for our closing hymn. We have a story to tell to the nation. Shall turn to dawning, and the dawning the noonday bright, and Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. We've a message to give to the nations, that the Lord who reigneth above has sent us his Son to save us and show that God is love, and show us that God is love, for the darkness shall turn to dawn.